Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34 and 1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Just have a couple of general announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the whole world. Prophet Javon Rao is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Javon at yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Javon Rao, and you can leave her a message there. Also, we want to encourage you to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And if you would like to become a monthly partner, if you would contact Prophet Javon at her email address, yrowell50@gmail.com, or you can also inbox her on Facebook at Prophet Javon Rao. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries is under the leadership of Prophet Javon Rao. And there are several other ministries under her leadership with you in mind. First, we have the Hour of Power on Sunday from 6 o'clock to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The first half of the Hour of Power Prophetic Corner with Prophetess Martha Williams from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected to Prophetic Corner, a true prophet of God, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. So you want to get connected to a true prophet. Amen. Because you're blessed when you know one. I'm so glad that you're part of my life. Glory be to God. So you want to get connected to Prophetic Corner. Amen. Then the second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth. Our Ministry Lane is your host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Mondays, we have what we call the Moment in the Spirit, and you can receive the Moment in the Spirit for an offering of $25 or more. And you will receive it every Monday. It's a one-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the Word of God. It is hosted by Minister Michelle Williams. I do want to encourage you to get the Moment in the Spirit. It is a blessed word. Every Monday that I get it, it is so blessed. It's always an on-time word. It will carry you through the week, and you can listen to it all week. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get Moment in the Spirit. If you would like to start receiving the Moment in the Spirit by text or email, if you can contact Prophet Javon at the information that I gave you earlier. Also, on Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophet Javon Rao and Pastor Joseph Rao at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday night. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. And I just thank God for Prophetess and Pastor. Amen. Glory to God. And if you would like to be a part of their show, just tune in every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock. It's a 30-minute show. You got a true prophet. You got a preaching man. Pastor's a preaching man. Amen. I love to hear him preach the word of God. He's always on fire. Glory be to God. So you want to be a part of One Word from the Lord. Then on Saturdays, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, Wild Radio, hosted by Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews from Faith Comes by Hearing Ministries. Elder Show is on every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to get connected. You want to stay connected. Amen. You want to be a part of what God is doing with Wild Radio, with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's a powerful woman of God. She's a praying woman of God. Amen. She can get prayer up. Amen. Glory to be to God. You want to be a part of Wild Radio. So you just put all the information in your phones, the dates and time of all of the shows here on Block Talk Radio under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne. You will be truly blessed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And with that being said, if you want to sow a seed to Without Walls Worldwide Minister on fertile ground. Amen. And I guarantee you, assure you that you will receive a harvest. Glory be to God. If you plant a seed in Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. And if you need prayer, you can please leave me a message on Facebook at Elaine Jackson or submit a prayer request on my website, BOT, Voice of Truth at Yoda.com, and we will keep you in prayer. Amen. And that's all of our announcements for today. Amen. We just thank God for you being here today and being a part of the service today. We want to welcome our listeners, whether you're by phone or web. We are just so glad to have you here with us today. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer, but the message will be coming from John today, the third chapter, and we're going to begin reading at verse 18, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for putting clothes on our backs. We thank you for our food. We thank you for taking care of us. We thank you for protecting us from all dangers, seen and unseen. We thank you for breathing the breath of life in our bodies, oh Father, allowing us to start and get up and do what we need to do for ourselves. For there are so many, oh Father, that are not able to do for themselves. There are so many, Father, that are hungry. There are so many, Father, that are homeless. But Father God, we just thank you for what we have right now, Father. We just thank you, Father God, for being our provider. We thank you, Father God, for being our healer. We thank you, Father God, for being our deliverer, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those who are homeless. We pray for those that are thirsty. We pray for those that are hungry, Father. We pray, Father God, that you will make a way out of no way for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just pray right now for those who have lost loved ones, Father. Father God, we pray for comfort and we pray for strength even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for just being God. We just thank you, Father God, that Jesus came that we might have life in him. We thank you for his shedded blood. We thank you, Father God, that he rose again. We thank you that he got up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for being our provider, Father. We thank you for being our source, Father. We just give you praise. We just give you glory, and we give you honor, Father. God, we just thank you for your deliverance, Father. We thank you, Father, for your healing power, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we just thank you for your holy word, Father. We thank you, Father God, that your word said that you are our healer, and you sent forth your word and heal all our diseases. We give you praise for it right now, Father. We thank you, Father, right now for healing somebody right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, that you are able to do everything that you said that you are able to do, Father. We thank you, Father, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Father God, for loving us so much, Father God, that you sent your only begotten Son in the world that we might have life through him. We give you praise and honor and glory, Father. We thank you for your forgiveness, Father. We thank you for giving us of our sins, Father. We thank you, Father God, for the blood that was shed, that we might have life in the Son. Glory be to God. We just give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. And all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, for thou art worthy of all of our praises. Amen. I don't know about you, but This is a day that we need to be rejoicing. It's a day that we have not seen before, and a day that we'll never see again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just another day that the Lord has kept us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody started out with us Monday, but they're not here today. Glory be to God. So we have to give God all the praise. We need to give him a sacrifice of praise every day. Glory be to God. We ought to be getting up when our feet hit the floor and say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Our message will be coming from John, the third chapter, and I am going to begin reading at verse number 18, and the word of God reads, he that believeth on him, Jesus, is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he have not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And we're going to stop right there. Say amen. Glory be to God for his word. Amen. We're going to stop right there, but I do want to encourage you to go back in your own devotional time and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. The message title today is Believe on Jesus. Glory be to God. Believe on Jesus. Hallelujah. The scripture just said, and John just said it to us, he said that we must believe in him in order for us not to be condemned. And condemned means just simply means a condemnation of being condemned. It means we're guilty of something. We declare to be guilty or wrong or evil. But John is telling us if we believe on Jesus, then we are not condemned. Hallelujah. In other words, we are forgiven when we believe in the Son of God, the only begotten Son. Hallelujah. It says to us that if you believe it not, then you are condemned. In other words, you are condemned of your wrong. See, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might have life, that he did not send his Son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we have to believe on Jesus. If you're not saved, you have to believe on Jesus. You have to believe in Jesus. You have to believe in who God has sent. And he sent his only begotten Son to be the sacrifice for your sins that you might have life. Now, the Bible tells us that we must believe. We believe in a lot of things. Hallelujah. We can believe when we hear gospel. We can believe what somebody's going through, glory be to God. We can believe in everything, but we must believe in the truth. We have to believe in the truth of the gospel. We have to believe that Jesus Christ, first of all, is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We have to believe on him because it's only in him that one can be saved. Ah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us in the same chapter that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Glory be to God. If we expect to have life after death, a physical death, glory be to God, we must believe on the Son as the scripture has said unto us. We must believe in the word. We must believe in the word of God and believe that God sent forth Jesus, glory be to God, to die for our sins, that God raised him from the dead that we might have life. We got to believe in that. We got to believe in that. We believe everything else. We need to believe in the things God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. He says because if we don't believe in his name, If you don't believe, glory be to God. But the Bible says, let's go here for a second. The Bible says that how can one hear without a preacher? How can you believe if you haven't heard? Well, God sends four preachers to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ that you might believe on Jesus. He says that when you receive the word, when you hear the word, glory be to God, you become responsible for the word. Glory be to God. That's why the Bible says he won't come back, glory be to God, until the preacher has preached the word. Glory be to God. The word has been preached to the end of the earth. Glory be to God. That all might have the opportunity to be saved, because you do have a choice. Glory be to God. But the Bible says we must believe in him, because he's the only way to heaven. Don't let nobody fool you and think that there's another way. You got to believe on Jesus. You got to believe that Jesus carried the cross. You got to believe that Jesus lived, died, and rose again that you might be saved. You got to believe in the finished work of the cross. Glory be to God. You got to believe in it without a shadow of a doubt. You got to believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You must believe that he came in the flesh. Glory be to God. You got to believe. You got to believe on him. Glory be to God. You got to believe in him. You know, John also tells us in John 1, he says that he came into the world, and the world rejected him. Jesus came. They rejected him. In other words, they didn't believe. They didn't believe he was the Son of God. They didn't believe. That's why they were hollering, crucify him, crucify him. Glory be to God. Because they didn't believe in who he was. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yet Jesus doing what he was called to do, what he was sent to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God says that he was sent that we might be saved. He was sent, glory be to God, to preach the gospel. He was sent to the poor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was sent to heal the brokenhearted. He was sent to preach deliverance to the captives. He was sent to recover sight to the blind. He was sent to set free them at liberty who were abused. Glory be to God. He was sent, hallelujah, to preach, hallelujah, the word of God, hallelujah, that all might be saved. He was sent, hallelujah, that we might have life in him. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, glory be to God, Jesus said himself, hallelujah, over in John, in the 5th chapter, Jesus said too, he said, hear the word. So you got to hear the word of the Lord. You got to believe on him that sent Jesus. You got to believe to have everlasting life. Jesus said, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, and you shall not come into condemnation, but pass from death to life if you believe. Oh, hallelujah. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. Glory be to God. But God made a way for us to be redeemed. He made a way that we can be reconciled back unto God because of sin. Because, see, the Bible said none is righteous. There's not one. All have fell short of the glory of God. And in order for us to be saved, we must believe in and on Jesus, because he's the only way. And he said to us, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am life. Jesus is the truth. Glory be to God. He is the truth of the gospel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In order for you to be saved, you got to hear the gospel. Glory be to God. And it's got to talk about, when it's talking about the gospel, it's talking about the death, the burial, and his resurrection when he rose again. That's how you're going to get saved. You got to believe it. You got to believe it down in your heart. Glory be to God. You got to believe on him. You got to have faith. So the Bible says, by grace through faith, one is saved. Glory be to God. There's no other way. glory be to God, for one to be saved. Hallelujah. We must believe in him. We must believe that he is. We must believe that he is the Son of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We must believe. Because God loved us so much that he sent his only son to die for our sin. And he laid down his life. He gave of himself that we might have life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just like this game that's coming on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's all that's been on TV today is about the game. Hallelujah to Jesus. But many people believe who's going to win, that team or whatever team. See, I'm not a football person. I can't tell you the team. Lord help me, Jesus. But I've listened to it, you know, all now during the week and everything. But people believe in their team. They believe on their team. They believe they got faith that that team going to win. They're going to win. I know they're going to win. The other team got the same belief in their team if they would have the same belief in Jesus. If we could fill the stadium like we fill the stadium at a football game, if we had enough faith, glory be to God, to believe on Jesus, that we got enough faith that we are calm and hear the word of God so that we can be fed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we believe in so many other things that don't have no heavenly value. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, people are probably going to spend a lot of money. Glory be to God, betting on who's going to win that game. Hallelujah. But if you just put your money in the kingdom, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, hallelujah, God is so good. Amen. Glory be to God. But if we will believe on God, just like we believe in everything else, if we will believe in him and come to him with an open heart and ask him to save our soul. Say, Lord, you know, I believe that you rose again for me. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you took them 39 stripes for my healing. I believe that you were nailed to the cross for me. I believe it. I believe it. I believe that you were pierced for my iniquity. I believe that you were wounded for my sin. Glory be to God. I believe it. You got to believe it. Don't care what nobody says. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. You got to believe. You must believe that he is. You got to believe it. Believe means that I receive the truth of God's word. I believe it. What do you believe in? Glory be to God. You know, living life without Jesus is not a good way to live. There's no joy and happiness in that. Glory be to God. But when you come to him, it's almost like you know how, this where you are right now. Hallelujah. Coming right the way you are right now. God has promised to save the soul. He promised to save your soul. But you must repent of your sin. That means I got to have a godly start. I got to change my life a while. I can't live in sin no more because I believe in Jesus. I believe on his name. But the Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of Jesus shall be saved. Glory be to God. He said, if you call on my name, I'll save your soul. Glory be to God. I'll heal your soul. Glory be to God. I heal your mind. I deliver you from whatever's coming against you. But you got to believe in it. You can't follow nothing that you don't believe. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's just like going to work, working for a paycheck. You figure after that 40 work week, hours of work, that you're going to get a paycheck. Otherwise, you wouldn't be going there. Because you're looking for that paycheck. You believe that if you work, you're going to get paid. Glory be to God. You believe that. So you go to work every day. Because you go rain or shine, too. It can be storm, and you still go to that job. Glory be to God. But Jesus ought to be that important to you in your life. Just important as your job, just important as that material stuff in your life. He ought to be important in your life. Glory be to God. That's not the message of Jesus being first and being important in your life. Because we put everything else before God. We put everything else before Jesus. Glory be to God. When he's the only way, when I believe in him and when I give my life to him, everything is going to be all right because he's already promised me in his word that when I believe in him, he's going to save me. He's going to heal me. I'm going to walk in the light. I'm not going to walk in the darkness no more. Everything in my life is going to begin to prosper. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because I'm believing in him to make a way. I'm not believing in myself. I'm not believing in anything else. But I'm believing on Jesus. Because in him, once I believe on him, once I believe in him, everything that I need is in him. My healing, my deliverance, every chain will be broken off your life when you believe on the Son of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to go through all of the things that Jesus went through at the cross that we might have life. I wonder who you believing in. Because, see, if you're believing in your money, you're believing on that money you got in the bank, that money might not be there tomorrow. It could be gone tomorrow, and you don't know what's going to happen in life that may cause you to have to spend every dime that you have. And then you don't have no choice but to depend on Jesus, to believe on Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus came that you might have life. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why he said, if you believe on him, then you will be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. And I want you to know that God is a God that does not lie. Whatever he said in his word, it is true. Hallelujah. But you got to make a choice. You got to want to change. You got to want something different. Glory be to God. So you're still wilding down in sin. Sin killed the soul of man. God didn't mean for man to be separated from him by sin. That's why he sent forth Jesus. I mean, it's as simple and easy as pie. Glory be to God. All you have to do is believe on Jesus to be saved. Glory be to God. All you have to do is believe on him to be saved. That you can come from death to life. Hallelujah. You don't want to close your eyes and leave this world and don't know the Savior. Hallelujah. Because God sent him because he loved you. He sent him because he wanted you to be saved. But he has given you a choice and a free will to choose who you will serve. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God tells us that we must confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord. And we must believe in our heart. And we have to believe that God raised him from the dead. That we should be saved. You got to believe it. Hallelujah. And if you call on his name today, the Lord will save your soul. We're living in the last days. Glory be to God. And we're just asking God right now to just save a soul right now. Lord, we just ask you to save a soul right now. Just save souls all over the world. We believe in God to save more souls. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I want to give you the invitation to salvation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You must believe on him. Hallelujah. If you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today, find your Bible believing church, get your Bible, and begin to read it and develop your personal relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. And leave me a message on Facebook if you have given your life to Christ today. I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Know that Jesus came because he loved you. Know that God sent him because that he loved you. Everything was done out of love. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Believe on him. For God loved you that he sent his only son. Amen. Glory be to God. What an awesome God that we serve. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for his word. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. We want to welcome you to our show next week. We're praying to God that you will come and hear what the voice of the Lord has to say. We love you here at Voice of Truth, and God loves you too. You have a blessed and safe week. Amen. And know that you must believe in order to be saved. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.